The Saints fall to the Steelers 27-14. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into postgame coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly. Fortunately, the Saints are now 0-3 in this preseason. And John, despite coming home to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and despite it being preseason game number 3 where we'd see high reps from the principal players, it just didn't go New Orleans way again tonight.
Well, and that's what makes it the most disappointing. We saw the high reps from the principal players. Coach Sean Payton basically said they didn't get it done on the interior, offensive or defensive lines. Didn't protect adequately enough, didn't open up quite enough holes in the running game on the offense, and didn't apply enough pressure defensively on that line against Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger. And as a result, you get what you get on the scoreboard.
The Saints had 6 sacks recorded through the first 2 preseason games. None tonight. That pressure, though, also made that defensive secondary, a young group, vulnerable against Roethlisberger and his backup in Landry Jones.
Well, nobody's going to be able to cover. No cornerback, I don't care who it is going to be able to cover for 4 or 5 seconds in a route. It just isn't done in the NFL on this level. The receivers are too good. And if you don't pressure a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, and he's got time to throw it to a guy like Antonio Brown, then you're going to have problems defensively, as the Saints did. So you've got to be able to get that push, you know, whether it's from the interior, whether it's from the edge, whether it's via the blitz. It really doesn't matter where it comes from, but you've got to be able to get the quarterback and rattle him and speed up his clock.
There are some positives. Let's start with C.J. Spiller, who looked like the old C.J. Spiller tonight.
And that's the most promising thing you can say out of the running back core for the night. I mean, C.J. Spiller looks like the guy who the Saints got from Buffalo as an unrestricted free agent, and who was lightning in a bottle, basically. I mean, he's a guy who can run, and he can move, and now he seems to have that wiggle back, not just the straight line speed, but the speed after he's able to make a move and then reaccelerate again. So that's really promising to see.
Staying with the positives tonight, touchdown receptions from Tommy Lee Lewis, who continues to do what guys in his position have to do. Keep giving you reasons not to cut a guy.
Well, and that's exactly what you have to do if you're Tommy Lee Lewis. You make enough plays, and the coaching staff has to look at one another and say, okay, how can we possibly cut this guy? So he really has jumped to the head of, you know, the rookie free agent class, so to speak, and has pretty much put himself into that receiving rotation. Now, we know the front three guys are solid rocks, you know, Brandon Cooks and Willie Snead and Michael Thomas. But, you know, if we're talking about a fourth receiver, maybe it's Brandon Coleman. But look, in this preseason, Tommy Lee Lewis has made more plays than Brandon Coleman. Let's be frank and honest here. So he's making himself, if they do release him, it's going to be a hard decision, because he just keeps making play after play after play.
You mentioned Willie Snead. You say his name and you think back to that drive back in the second quarter. His touchdown grab was as special as you'll see at this level. And as a matter of fact, it was one of 3 catches he had on that final drive of the night for quarterback Drew Brees. He was fun to watch.
Well, and it was good for the offense to get out of the game with a nice taste in its mouth in terms of getting a touchdown. Willie Snead, he's one of those guys, if you throw it in his area, he's going to end up with the ball, and somehow he ends up with a juggling catch on it, flat on his back in the end zone. Just one of those guys that Drew Brees trusts, because in that situation, he threw it high, Willie goes up and makes a play for him, and those kind of engender more trust down the line. You feel like a guy will make a play for you, so if he's in a one-on-one situation, maybe a double-team situation, you throw it up and say, okay, make a play for me, and that's what Willie Snead did for him.
The first round of cuts is next. There's still one more preseason game to go. Take the temperature right now, John, of the Saints as we stand here after three preseason games.
Well, I would imagine the temperature of Coach Payton is probably in the boiling area right now. I don't think he liked what he saw tonight. And I mean, you know, you want your ones to go out and you want them to play better than they played tonight. And he was talking about, you know, even right now, hey, we got a question, you know, who's doing what and whether or not we need new people to be doing it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're talking about that in the third preseason game, that's not a real pleasant thing to be talking about, especially when you're talking about pass protection. You want your line to be settled by now. The Saints line is not settled right now. They're not protecting Drew Brees adequately. And, I mean, this is your franchise quarterback. We know what happens when you give Drew time. If you don't give him time, if you don't give any quarterback time, it's going to be a long, tough road.
All right. This week coming up will be no easier, it sounds like. As we mentioned, you throw cuts in there, and then that fourth and final preseason game against the Baltimore Ravens. That will be on Thursday night here from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Final score again tonight, Steelers 27, Saints 14. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. See you next time right here on NewOrleansSaints.com.